I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to 360 Podcast. Our first look at Bo Bergdahl's first moments of freedom and the continuing controversy on the deal for his release. Let's get started. The breaking news, what we're learning about the Army's initial investigation into then Private Bergdahl's disappearance and the intelligence that led to the deal for his return. Barbara Starr has that. She joins us now from the Pentagon. So over the past few days, Barbara, there's been a lot said about Bergdahl's time as a soldier. People have served with him, calling him a deserter. You're finding out commanders painted a different picture of him, correct?
Well, that's right, Anderson. Good evening. There was an initial fact-finding investigation when Bergdahl first disappeared. I've spoken to a source who has been briefed on those findings and knows them in detail. This source telling me that Bergdahl's own commanders said he was a good soldier, that he did what he was supposed to do. At some point, the other troops in the unit reported that Bergdahl appeared bored and started saying things about wanting to the unit to do more, that he thought the unit was too passive. But here's something else that's quite interesting. The troops also reported that Bergdahl had left, indeed, the unit once before, that he'd gotten outside the wire. Well, how did that happen? And what does that say about unit security? Because if Bergdahl could slip past the concertina wire, that also means the Taliban might have been able to find a way to get in. What kind of security, what kind of oversight, what kind of command was in this unit? These questions are likely to start being raised, Anderson.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is there's still a lot we don't know exactly about the circumstances that led up to this and also about his actual departure. You're also learning more about why there may have been growing concern about his health and safety in the videos.
That's right. There have now been two recent videos not released to the public. As you mentioned, one played for Congress earlier today. Sources who are familiar with the content tell us those videos do, in fact, show him in declining health. That, plus there was additional intelligence. We're not being told what it was, but it was briefed to Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel in the last several days. It led to a great deal of concern, we're told, about his declining health and his safety. Officials saying that as the U.S. was beginning to draw down troops in Afghanistan, they were becoming very concerned that Bergdahl would be seen by the Taliban as being not such a valuable hostage anymore.
What are you hearing about the Taliban video showing the handoff of Bergdahl to special forces? I imagine it's obviously a topic of interest, certainly within the Pentagon where you are.
It has, of course, been topic number one around the Pentagon hallways today. Look, people are looking at Bergdahl, and there's a lot of humanitarian concern about this man's situation. But they are looking at those special operations forces coming off the helicopter. These guys are the real deal. They were either SEAL Team 6, Army Delta Force, maybe some CIA. Those are the guys that usually work together on these kind of operations. They got off the plane, weapons hidden, and walked straight towards the Taliban. They were in control. They knew what they were doing. It was choreographed. Like I said, those guys that you see there getting off the helicopter, they are viewed around the Pentagon as the real deal.
Well, Anderson, it's also interesting because you see one of the officer walking backwards, not turning his back on the Taliban, and also another guy sort of patting down Bergdahl's back before escorting him to the chopper, and then they actually give him a more thorough search before actually letting him on the chopper, obviously in case of any sort of devices. You see one of the officers there on the left starting to walk backwards. There's a quick pat down of Bergdahl. They walk him toward the chopper. We'll get into a little bit more. Barbara Starr, appreciate the update. There's more footage now of Bergdahl's return as seen and narrated by his captors. It took place in eastern Afghanistan's Khost province. We've added the subtitles. This is being seen around the entire region. Let's take a look.